Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and with Thanksgiving right around the corner here in just a matter of a few days, it's always a good time to bring back the folks from Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Joining me in studio right now is Kathy Ayton, who's Executive Director, and Julie Beck, the Elder Services Coordinator. Welcome again to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Rick.
Thanksgiving is probably my second favorite time of year. I mean, I do love Halloween. Anybody who comes over to my house can attest to that. But Thanksgiving, as far as a family holiday, is incredible for me. Always has been, too, and going way back, remembering when I was a kid. So I'm glad that we have this opportunity to make sure that people are not forgotten during this time of year, who can have a still opportunity to build those memories and make new ones and enjoy a holiday like this with friends. So kind of laying that out right now. Thanks for everything that you do during this time of year and throughout.
Thank you.
But you are
this
welcome.
It's really a community event. It's the community that comes together for Little Brothers, which is what makes it so great.
I always like to start when we, you know, since we have you in a couple of times a year to talk about, usually at Easter and at Thanksgiving, we talk about the dinners. Just for anybody that don't know who Little Brothers is and what they do.
Sure. Well, Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, we are actually part of an international organization that originated in France, and we work with people who are 60 and older, and we really focus on people who have little or no family support. And we're here to be a friend and to give our elderly friends the opportunities to get out, to socialize, to do things that they would normally do with family or friends. And we have a number of services that we provide, including a friendly visiting program, which is really the heart and soul of Little Brothers. This is where we match volunteers up to visit an elderly friend on a regular basis. They become friends and do things together that work for them. That's really the heart and soul of what we do. But then we also have activities all year round, small activities, and then of course what we have coming up with our Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners is a big part of that. And we provide a few very important direct services. We have a food pantry, we have a medical transportation program, so we take people to doctor appointments, including regional trips now to Marquette to see specialists there. And we have a wood cutting program, which is kind of winding down now, but has been just going full tilt since early September. So,
well, and the friends part of Friends of the Elderly is really what sets you apart from, you know, we have a number of organizations that do senior outreach or provide a senior center, a place for, seniors to go and enjoy their time of day and have interaction time with other people, make new friends. But with your organization, how you reach out and you make that connection and build those relationships. My wife used to clean houses many years ago for supplementary income, and sometimes she would be sent out to a home where there was an elderly lady there who really just wanted company. And she'd go there and she said, you know, don't worry about cleaning my house if you just sit and have tea with me. Mm-hmm. Because the most important thing to her was to have somebody to talk to for a half hour.
Absolutely. We see that every day.
Yeah. Loneliness is big in this area. And remember that it gets dark in the winter and that it's easy to kind of bury yourself under if you're over 60 and you can't get out of the house anymore and things are getting more difficult for you. And so loneliness can cause depression, can cause people to really, you know, not be well. And the difference of having a friend, somebody you know that will just call you on the phone sometimes, or maybe will take you out for coffee, or come and visit for a couple of hours, chat with you, talk about your life, talk about experiences. Those are the things that are so valuable. You can't get those with that credit card commercial.
Mm-hmm. Now, for many people, the holidays is the time where they get to see their extended family. You know, people make long trips. They gather. It's the biggest or second biggest dinner of that you're going to eat during the year, except for maybe the Super Bowl. but for those that don't have that, you know, they don't have the family close enough to get together with, or they find themselves alone, they miss out on that special time during a holiday like Thanksgiving to be with other people. on this coming up Thursday, you'll be offering that opportunity to seniors in the area who need it. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, at this point, actually, we are for people over the age of 60 still taking reservations. So, I mean, if there's somebody who knows their family is going to be gone and they're going to be alone, we truly don't want them to be alone at Thanksgiving. So we plan this menu that is what we hope is a good quality menu that people enjoy, and it will be served in 12 different sites. So we will be across Marquette, Berga, Ontonagon, and Houghton and Keweenaw County. So it will be for all people over the age of 60. It involves volunteers. We have volunteers from kitchen work to dining room work to transportation of bringing the elders to the party. There's just, it involves so many people. It's, if you have 100 elderly friends coming, you probably have almost 100 volunteers coming too. And that's what the relationship and the social part is all about, is bringing people together so that they can share at this holiday. Nothing worse than being alone. And so we try to decorate up the halls. We try to make it look like Thanksgiving and to remember that we have so many things to be thankful for the community, for the volunteers, for the food, for the donations, for the elder friends who are willing to share their lives with us. I mean, it sometimes only takes one visit with an elderly friend and you've created a bond that is just lifelong. So it's a pretty awesome event where people can come. Some serve family style and some serve restaurant style. So you might have a plate with food brought to you, or you might be able to have somebody help you with putting the food on your plate. So the actual experiences may be a tiny bit different, but we hope that the atmosphere, the welcoming, the thanking, the greeting, the involving people, engaging them will be the same at every site.
I love that you referred to it as a party, because, you know, for those who never have been to one, you know, they might envision, oh, okay, this is like a soup kitchen type thing where you go to get a free meal.
No,
and that's not what it is. This is entire, you know, it's if you can picture those large family get-togethers, this is what this is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when our elderly friends walk into the hall, the tables are decorated. There are fresh flowers. There are nice cloth napkins. Nothing is served on disposable plates or bowls. It's for me, and Rick, you were talking about this earlier, for me, it's what I knew as a child growing up. Thanksgiving Day was bringing out the best china. It was having all these wonderful dishes that you don't normally have, and everything at all of our sites, it's all made from scratch, from baking the turkeys to mashing the potatoes. It's a traditional Thanksgiving meal with all the trimmings. And we have music at our sites too, which adds to the festiveness and the whole party atmosphere. So that's really important to us. It's all about quality, sharing time together over good food and good company.
We definitely do have, we have those memories at picturesque Thanksgiving Day. For some, it's when we were a kid. For me, it's really now with my family now, because it's such a special day. We have already bought all of our groceries for the day. We know what we're going to have. And I couldn't imagine not having that to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if, you know, a number of years from now, you know, I find myself in that, you know, where I'm living alone and I don't have that family, to have lost that at Thanksgiving. I imagine there's a lot of people who feel that way, and this gives them an opportunity to make Thanksgiving still memorable, making new memories.
Yeah, absolutely.
From the welcome at the door, I mean, we ask volunteers to help people take their coats off, to help see that they're hung up, to assist them into the dining room, to make sure that they find a spot at a table, to socialize, to have coffee, make sure coffee cups are full. It's just really a day where the forever friends and community elders who come to join us can feel like they're being taken care of and they're being waited on in a way as they are owed respect and dignity. And what a great way for us to be able to provide that back to them, to say, you are our honored guest. We love to have you here. And that's, I think, the atmosphere that we want to promote in all places, that it's our blessing to be able to give back to these people.
Absolutely.
Julie, you also mentioned that, you know, if you have 100 people that are coming, you have about 100 volunteers involved. Let's talk, you know, because that's, you know, they're giving up, the, you know, their Thanksgiving at home, you know, spending it with their family, at least a good portion of it. But what's Thanksgiving for a volunteer?
Well, we have done a little bit of rearranging of schedules, but for instance, volunteers who might be transporting somebody to a party, they would be given the name of the person they're going to pick up and the telephone number, and then they're asked to call them as soon as that arrangement is made, and then again, closer to the time they pick them up, so that they can make sure that their forever friend or elder is coming into the party. Then we have kitchen people who go in early, who put their, you know, cook hat on and get the knives and forks and spoons and everything out and start to prepare the food. And so then there are people who are out, volunteers out setting the tables, putting up the decorations, doing those sorts of things. Then again, there's another crew that will probably serve the food, bring it out, put it on the table, make sure that everybody has what they need and what they want. And then we hope that the crew clearing the plates off the table will be very graceful and say, we're taking the plates away, but we want you to stay and visit, because the Copper Country has this thing about when the plates are gone, we leave. But the music is there. We want you to still feel social, you know, that we're not trying to rush people out, but we do have to get the dishes done too. So from the beginning to end, there are volunteers who, you know, set up the kitchen, to volunteers who take out the garbage bags and mop the floors.
Yeah. So there's many roles for volunteers. And I think what impresses me so much is I never feel like volunteers are feel pressured to do this or feel like they're giving up their day to do this. I feel like once somebody does it as a volunteer the first time, they get hooked, because it's such a great experience that it becomes a wonderful tradition for them as well. So it's important to them. It's not, they're doing it really because it means so much to them, and they're getting a lot out of the day as well. So I think that's a key to it being so successful. I mean, we'll need at least 400 volunteers on Thanksgiving Day.
We do. And, you know, Kathy, speaking of and family and whatnot, I mean, I've been a volunteer for over 30 years, and I've known Mike and Kathy forever, and I've known many of their friends who have been involved with this. And for some people, doing this is the family tradition. Mm-hmm. I mean, my 25-year-old daughter asked me, Mom, are we ever going to have Thanksgiving on our own as a tradition? And I said, no, this is my tradition, thank you. And so everybody's different. Some people just enjoy being able to give 2 hours to someone. And so if you can go in and work in the kitchen and then go home and have yours a little bit later, then that works out just fine. And, you know, for instance, some musicians who come in and perform for us aren't there for the whole time, but they're there for just a portion of the time. But we always try to get them a meal as well. You know, we're going to feed you when you come. Thank you, because we appreciate what you're doing for us. So it can be just in your mind a commitment that you're making for 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever, but it can also be something that you can bring your family to help with, and it can become a family tradition.
I've worked a lot of jobs that have forced me to work on Thanksgiving. I'm not happy about those years, but they were there. And a lot of times as a family, we would do our Thanksgiving the day after, or sometimes even on Saturday, where we still had our family time. We never lost it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember lighting off firecrackers or fireworks on like July 7th or something like that, because, you know,
because that's
worked,
when
you
were together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, Thanksgiving is, you know, at times had been that way for us, you know. So that's an option for, you know, some people.
Absolutely.
To say, hey, I don't want to give up, you know, my whole Thanksgiving. Well, nobody's saying you have to.
Correct. You know? That's exactly right. And there are so many different ways that somebody can volunteer, as Julie said. So it can just be a couple hours. It doesn't have to be the whole day.
One of our biggest needs, kind of on an ongoing basis, is people to deliver hot meals. And now that's a job that, you know, can be done definitely in a couple of hours. And it simply would, for a volunteer, mean that they would go to one of our hot meal pickup sites, either in Loriam or in Houghton. They would go to the site, be assigned a person or couple to bring meals to, and we would ask that then if the person they're delivering to is receptive, that they would visit with them. Maybe help them take the lid off the container if they have a little arthritis, or help them put their flour in a little vase so that they can enjoy it while it's there. So, and then simply when you're done with that, as far as recording, as far as any kinds of paperwork, there isn't really any. It's all up front, and you put your name on the card, and you're done. And when you deliver the meal, you can go home, and you can feel good because you delivered a meal to somebody who was alone that day.
And we, to add to that, we certainly have volunteers who now go to the hot meal site looking for the person they delivered to the last time because they had such a great visit. And I think that's another important aspect of it that keeps it going strong every year, is that it's a great experience for everybody. And the hot meal deliveries, it's the exact same meal. It's the turkey dressing and all the trimmings along with the flour and then the visit with that. So the great thing about that is that any of our elderly friends in the community who really are not able to get out to the dinner can still enjoy a really, really nice meal at home with a little company.
It definitely seems to emphasize the giving part of Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. too.
Well, and, you know, Rick, there's this extra little twist that we add to the hot meal delivery. Sometimes when the volunteers are going out to visit with someone, they may go to that home and they may find that this person doesn't know about Little Brothers, hasn't heard about them, is really alone and doesn't know that there's Little Brothers out there to help them with the visiting volunteer program or with other programs. So the feedback that we get from the volunteers helps us to get new forever friends that we then can provide the other services to. So you're the eyes and ears in the community looking out for our elders. And what a gift when you give us a name. I'm the person who takes that name and says, okay, we're going to send somebody out to go visit and see what their situation is. Maybe they don't have company. Maybe they have family, but they work all hours of the day and just don't have time. So it's a really serves two purposes. You know, helps us to find new people who are needing services, but it also allows volunteers to go out and to enjoy themselves and have a good time also.
And it's, our volunteers are really that very important link sometimes to helping us connect up services to somebody who really needs help but doesn't know where to turn. So
I'm talking right now with Kathy Eaton, who's the Executive Director of Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. And also joining with us is Julie Beck, who's the Elder Services Coordinator. And we're talking about Thanksgiving dinner, which is coming up on this Thursday. And I imagine with, you know, all of the food and things, that there are needs. It'd be nice if you showed up to the center in Hancock one Monday morning and everything you need is sitting on the doorstep.
That would be my dream. I dream it every night.
So coming up here, we got a few days where people could, you know, still help out if they can work it in. What do you need?
Well, we have a traditional turkey menu and meal, so turkey stuffing, all of those sorts of things. Turkeys are also our item for Christmas as well, so turkeys are good. We also have some smaller items this year that are a little more on the unusual side, but containers of spices, things like thyme, nutmeg, cinnamon sticks, those are things that we would have to go out and purchase, and they're a part of the punch recipe that we have before the meal. So we have a punch, kind of, or a hot cider before the meal as a way to get started socializing. Kitchen bouquet, the mystery ingredient that makes your food really great. The sparkling juice, non-alcoholic champagne, that's kind of high on my list right now because we're a little bit behind on that one. But we have a toast at each site, and that's another part of that tradition of being with people and toasting. Any of the people who come from the community can offer up a toast, and we make an event out of that, kind of, just to say, hey, what are you thankful for? What are you, you know, what's good? And so many many people are just so glad for that really good meal on that day. So non-alcoholic sparkling champagne. Things that people don't typically think about, some of them are kind of specific. So if you were thinking that you might want to donate something and you want to get details, please call the office, 482-6944. But for instance, 30-ounce containers of bleach. Why do we send that? Well, every site has to have bleach in order to meet health department standards, and we don't want the huge big bottles because then it means somebody's got to carry that bottle to the site. Because if you think of our parties, what we are in the process of doing, and we started on Monday, was putting the party in the box at the office. And so all of these ingredients have to be in there. 46-ounce cans of pineapple juice, big or heavy-duty rolls of aluminum foil. The food has to be kept warm, it has to be covered, so there's things like that. So I think that pretty much is the list. Oh, 1-pound bags of flour, that was another thing that is odd, because again, they don't need a whole 5-pound bag of flour, but they do need flour and things for the ingredients in order to put the menu on. So again, if you have any questions, you can certainly call the office and let us know. Cornstarch, poultry seasoning, little things, but you know, if we don't have those in our kitchen cupboard, we can't put them in the meal.
And also to add to that, we need desserts. Oh, so for
absolutely.
Thanksgiving, traditionally we do pie, mostly pumpkin pie, but we will take other kinds of pies as well. So we know we need pies yet. And of course, we will always take financial contributions to help cover all the costs. So there are so many ways that somebody can help out. If you're not available on the day, but you want to do something, please consider a financial contribution or making a dessert. Or sometimes there are things in the office that can be done the few days before too. For people who've never been in our building, Julie talked about putting the meal in a box. It is so impressive, I think, what goes on, because we have these 12 sites that we send all the food to. So we have our great room set up, a large table for each location. We have a whole like 3-page checklist for each site of all the things that need to be sent to that site. So that's all being gathered and counted and boxed up. It's checked and double checked and will be triple checked on Wednesday before it goes out the door to make sure that we have everything needed. And so then on Wednesday we'll have volunteers delivering all the supplies mm-hmm. to the 12 different sites.
Without counting potatoes, sweet potatoes, the vegetables, and the turkey, an average list for a site contains 93 different items that have to be checked. No, wait a minute, that doesn't include that there are multiples of each item, like 15 hairnets, 5 ponytail holders, tongs, aluminum foil, hand sanitizer, you know.
It's a lot of detail, but it's everything that you could possibly need, from keeping our elderly friends safe with the necessary things for health department guidelines to
the decorations. I figured that it's over several thousand items that go into each box, so to speak, for the party. So it's a process, and it takes a fairly good sized car to get it delivered to the site. So, I mean, the people who do that, we've had to sometimes either, you know, maybe offer one of our vehicles to do it or something, because their car or trunk isn't big enough to put
exactly.
it all in.
Exactly.
So it's a party in a box.
It is. And Julie and I could talk about this all day, but one of the ways, if another behind the scenes process that happens, is we're very conscious that our local businesses are hit up all year round, and so we don't want to overtax any of our local businesses, but we do go through for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter and send out letters to local businesses, and we might ask for one turkey, or we might ask for a gallon of cider. And it's a very coordinated effort where we get as much donated as we can. And I have to say, our community is incredible. The response we get from our local businesses, Little Brothers could not exist, and we certainly could not do our holiday parties and hot meal deliveries without the support of our local businesses and individuals. So I personally want to say a huge thank you to everybody who makes this all possible.
Dinner is Thursday. Now, there's no cost to attend.
Correct.
Do you need to make a reservation?
Yes. We really want to know who's coming, especially this helps us with our quantity, so we know how much food to send. And just it makes it nice, too, I think, for the elderly guests when they arrive that we're expecting them. And it just helps that whole transition if they're coming for the first time. And if you're volunteering or if you've never volunteered but you think, oh, you know what, I've always wanted to do this, call us because we can walk you through what you need to do. We can talk to you on the phone, answer any questions, and most likely plug you into one of our sites, even if it's for a short time.
And the number to call is 482-6944. Ladies, thanks so much for coming to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for all your support.
Yeah. And thanks to everybody who supports us.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.